بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We continue our discussion with Surah Baqarah, ayah number 177. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah elaborates on the aspect of Iman bil Ghaib, we have covered that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also elaborates on the aspect of وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, they spend of that which we have provided for them. So this is the elaboration and the explanation of the first few ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah. Now, in last night's session, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the muttaqeen, their condition when they spend. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. The muttaqi, the one who has developed this attribute of taqwa, he spends ala hubbih, out of love for Allah, despite loving his wealth, and because he loves or she loves to spend. Three things when you are spending. You are motivated by your love for Allah, so you are doing it for the pleasure of Allah. You are spending of that which you love, not something that you have no use for any longer. And number three, you are spending, and while you are happy to give, there is also a happiness within. You are not giving something away, but you are experiencing ache and pain within. You are doing it with full satisfaction and joy. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the conditions related to the one who is spending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now explains who are those who are most deserving of your spending. I'm ready to spend. I'm motivated by my love for Allah. Where do I spend? Who should be the first beneficiary of my charity? Allah says, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَىٰ. The relatives. Your relatives. The first place you look is within your home. You look within your family. You look within your relatives. That's the first place you look. They are the most deserving of your charities and your spending. The wil qurba, the relatives. There's a needy relative. There's a needy family member. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the muttaqeen, they will first spend on their relatives and their own family members before spending on others. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken very highly of this type of charity, the charity that is given to a family member or to a relative. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-sadaqatu ala al-miskin sadaqah, wa hiya ala dhir-rahimi thintan sadaqatun wasilah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you spend on a needy person who is not a relative of yours, you are rewarded for it. You are rewarded for it. You receive the reward of charity, and you are rewarded. But when you spend on a needy family member, a relative of yours, then there is double reward. You are getting the reward of charity and you are getting the reward of maintaining family relations, which holds a separate ajr, which holds a separate reward. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sometimes you feel there's always this relative of mine. Always I'm assisting this relative. Always I have perhaps a certain family member. Why should this family member of mine always be the beneficiary and the recipient of my acts of kindness and charity? Let me look beyond this person, beyond my family members, beyond my relatives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, with regards to this type of a person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, a man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, which charity is the best? I want to give charity, but I want to give such a charity that will give me maximum returns. Which type of charity do you advise me to give? Where should I spend? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَلَىٰ ذِرَّحِمَ الْكَاشِحِ. Give to that family member of yours, that relative of yours on whom you dislike to spend. You really don't want to spend on that person. Not because, of course, if there's an evil habit that the person has, or the person is going to misuse those funds, and is going to misuse the money or the financial contribution that you make towards that person, then of course, there is a valid reason not to give that person. But if it is just, you know, maybe you feel I can't help somebody else besides my family member, if it is just for that reason, because he's a relative, because he's a near one to you, because he's your family, and you feel, why should I keep on assisting this person within my family? Let me look beyond my family. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that person whom you feel, that is your feeling towards that person, that's the best charity. Why? Because here you are motivated by nothing but pleasing Allah. Because you know you're getting nothing in return. And you really don't want to spend on the person. So now when you spend on that person, you are motivated by nothing but the happiness and the good pleasure of Allah. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that is the best form of charity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.